This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Climate change is the major crisis facing our country and our entire planet, and yet we have not done anywhere near enough what we have to do to take on the fossil fuel industry and transform our energy system away from coal and oil and gas in order to save the planet.
Okay, there it is. I mean, this is on the heels of what you just heard from Stephen Moore and, you know, this whole issue of fossil fuels. And, you know, where's the empirical evidence? You know, where are we moving? You know, Scott, the problem I've always had, you know, because I just, maybe because of my business background, I always look at, you know, the empirical evidence, and you got to do what works for you. I mean, here it is. We've spent an endless amount of the people's money on windmill and green energy, and what do we have to show for it? I mean, we've taken care of the crony capitalists really well, but we the people have continued to get the short end of the stick. And then you have, you know, guys like Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama continuing to laud its praises and go, you guys, you have tried to promote an industry at the same time you have created policies that make it injurious and impossible. I mean, you have no idea about return on investment. See, this is the problem, and this is the difference between most, and I'm going to broad brush it, I'll tell you this up front, most Democrats and Republicans. Democrats are not business people. I mean, what is Bernie Sanders? I mean, has Bernie Sanders run a company? Does he understand how it works? Or has he just been reliant on the government all these years? With all due respect, he just doesn't understand what makes the world go round. You know, he gets on to this, as Stephen would say, this kind of religious ideology, because in a sense it's almost like a form of religion. And when I heard Stephen say that, I mean, I had to stop and think about, okay, well, yeah, I mean, this does make, it does make sense. It doesn't make it bad. I mean, it's just what it is. But and I don't mean to make it, you know, sound less than or irrelevant, but let's hold it in perspective here. You know, the problem with many religions is we get so ideologically fixed that we just want to say just because it is, instead of looking at, you know, the full breadth and body of evidence that says, hey, this is working or it's not working. Makes sense. I mean, what's the cause and effect relationship? And Republicans take it for granted that people can do the math and simply understand things like, hey, look at 1 + 1 still equals 2. But with the Democrats, you know, their math, often geez, it's common core based. And a little bit dysfunctional because they come up with weird numbers. I mean, these are the same people that give you these goofy unemployment numbers. They tell you how many jobs have been created, but they don't tell you about how many businesses have been chased out of Dodge here, how many jobs have we lost overseas and that sort of thing. You know, they want the credit with the good numbers, but they don't want to take the responsibility with the bad. But that's another argument for another day.
Well,
go ahead.
Here's the issue I have with all this. They always talk about getting this you know, getting away from coal and gas and things like that. We have a far more effective way of generating power, and it's proven, and it's emission-free. It doesn't kick anything into the atmosphere. It's nuclear energy.
Yeah,
but they never bring that up.
Well, that's because it's there. A boogeyman. Because of what happened in other countries and Fukushima, which they're reporting now, Scott, that it's much worse than earlier reported, like we're surprised. You know, same thing what happened at Chernobyl. And, you know, they've turned into wastelands. So, but there needs to be, you know, responsible management of, you know, of nuclear power. And I believe here in America, we have done that for the most part.
We have the highest regulated facilities in the nuclear power plants in the world. And already 20% of our energy in the country comes from nuclear power plants. Mm-hmm. So it's already we're already using it. We're already regulating it.
We get a better return there, and certainly with coal. And here you've got a movement within the Democratic Party saying, "Hey, we just want to put them out of business." The conversation will continue. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up right after this. Stay with us, America.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, right now it can pay dividends because you could be in the offing for one of those free. In fact, we just got a plethora of them that we'll be sending out. Thank you very much. Of the Young Messiah DVD Blu-ray disc. It is outstanding. You want to share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors, have a good time, your small Bible study group, whatever. I mean, it just makes for an excellent conversation. Cyrus Narasta and them did just an outstanding job with that movie. Quite interesting in the perspective and what they bring out in that movie. Very, very well received. Excellent story writing and just the whole production. You're going to enjoy it if you didn't get a chance to see it on the big screen. But your chance to have your very own copy, absolutely free. Just tell me when you drop me an email at bill@billmartinezlive.com. You say, Martinez, put me in the running. Put me in the hopper. Hey, because we're pulling out names, and we're going to send out these DVD Blu-ray discs this week. So get your name into me right away via email, and we wish you the best of luck that you will be the proud owner of the Young Messiah DVD Blu-ray disc, absolutely with our compliments. Thank you so much. We're going to talk Ronald Reagan here. We're waiting for Gene Copelson to join us. Gene has written a book titled The Never-Before-Told Story of Ronald Reagan's First Quest for the Presidency. And this is what the Honorable Edwin Meese III, our former Attorney General, had to say about this book. This Copelson has provided an extensively detailed and carefully documented account of Ronald Reagan's first foray into presidential candidacy. Particularly fascinating is the author's original research, which reveals how a highly successful president of a prior era, the Dwight David Eisenhower era, provided invaluable advice and encouragement to Reagan, which helped to shape the leadership and accomplishments of this 40th president. Just great praise, for Copelson. And we're standing by for him right now, and I'm looking forward to this conversation because, you know, much has been, said about this former president. What a legacy. I mean, you talk about a legacy. One Ronald Reagan, a man for his time, and he was such a blessing to this country for the vision that he held, his leadership, the way he surrounded himself with, people that knew what they were doing. I mean, Ronald Reagan never claimed to know it all himself, but in action, he surrounded himself with people who could get the job done. He let them, do the job, and subsequently he was given the credit. But, for these people that he had around him, like I often say, you look for people who are round pegs for round holes. They're the right tool that fit the job. And Ronald Reagan was a genius in that. I mean, he picked the right people. And when you are, and you're in the right place. You're a round peg in a round hole, as they say. One of the things I've maintained, it makes you a happy camper, and it leads to fulfillment as an individual and as somebody who produces, because you're happy, because that which is in you, that cry of your talents, that cry of your abilities, that cry for self-expression and participation and production, all has a place. And Ronald Reagan gave a place to people, and there was so much to learn and appreciate about the nuance of the leadership of Ronald Reagan. And this is why I've been looking forward to Gene, but evidently he's got hung up a little bit. But it gives me time to, you know, talk about this president and some of the things that, people really don't address, they don't understand. But from a business perspective, I do. I see this and I go, it's brilliant. It's genius. And it was perfect. And it wasn't like all of a sudden he just came in and everybody embraced him. I mean, it was difficult, if you remember. I mean, he had the first attempt at running for president. It really created quite the stir within the Republican Party. They were not ready for somebody who really, fervently believed in conservative values. Republicans at the time said they did, but they knew how to talk the talk. They just didn't know how to walk it. And Ronald Reagan came in, and he taught people not only about the talk, but how to walk it. And he made no exception, made no apology for conservative values. In his heart of heart, he was willing, and he was committed and willing to fall on his sword, so to speak, as we say, about these values and these issues. And that's what's lacking in leadership today, I find, is that there are very few men or women who are so committed to their values and beliefs that they're willing to fall on their sword. They're willing to put it all on the line. And this is the scary part of leadership and why it is not a job a lot of people want. They may say they want it, but there always comes in leadership, there always comes that time when you've got to make a decision. And what kind of leader are you? Are you a leader by words or are you a leader by action? Are you a leader by conviction or is it just conversation? Is it just rhetoric? Conviction says, okay, there's the sword. If I have to fall on it, I'll fall on it because this is what I'm willing to sacrifice my life for. And Ronald Reagan gave us that example. And I think so much of his character and leadership has been lost in translation because there were so many great things about it. And I think that's part of the opportunity of studying who Ronald Reagan was and the gift that he was to our country and to other leaders, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. I think there's so much, to learn, from the character of this man and his faith and belief, not only in himself, but in America. He knew that he was being supported by a country that was committed. I mean, this is the beauty of this guy. This is what makes us so unique and exceptional, is that we have roots. We have a legacy. We have DNA, it just seems, that connects us all to dream big dreams and to reach for that impossible and to work hard, not be afraid of hard work. You know, some people want to be critical and say, well, America was just lucky, that kind of deal. I say yes, probably in some cases we've been fortunate, but it's kind of like Yogi Berra said, I worked hard to be lucky. And what we find time and time again, you've got to be, in order to be fortunate, and it all comes under the guise of opportunity, is you got to be in action. I very rarely have I seen somebody who's just sitting there on the couch, watching Oprah eating bonbons, if I can say that. And you know what I mean in the general context. I'm not trying to indict somebody, but I'm just saying I've not witnessed and heard of any story of somebody just sitting there on the couch and becoming a genius. I mean, they may be a genius in waiting and all kinds of potential, but in expression, they're just not contributing. And this, again, is what I appreciate and love so much about this country. It's about opportunity. You know what? You're going to be able to exercise your God-given gifts in the Middle East, with all the stuff that's going on, and in Russia, as we talked about with Arkady, and the oppression that's happening there. Where else? Why do you think that this country is that light on a shining hill, as Ronald Reagan talked about? It's because of the hope. It's because of opportunity. that's available here. And even though, you know, you might argue that the light of hope is being cut back and drawn down, that hope still shines forth greater than any other country on this planet today. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, and we're waiting for Gene Copleson, and we'll have more conversation right after this.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Love me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections.
Bill Martinez
Give your
Live.
All to me. Give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I
give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour. Scott, I think maybe the reason we didn't connect with Gene is because, man, I've been pronouncing his last name incorrectly. It's Gene Copelson. We'll just have to, you know, if he comes on, we'll bring him on, and we'll talk about Ronald Reagan. But meanwhile, the conversation continues about, you know, our government and their answer, you know, to what happened in Orlando, the threats that are upon us. I got to tell you, I was concerned when I heard Jay Johnson yesterday saying that gun control is now a matter of homeland security. And as we were talking with Larry Pratt earlier, I mean, to me, that was a big red flag that went flying up, like, are we talking an EPA kind of aggressive outreach kind of thing where they're now going to go around, you know, Congress? Let's just, you know, this is what this administration has been going to doing. There's no separation of powers. Let's just put it in the government's hands here. So I am told that we do have Gene Copelson with us right now. Gene, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, thank you for coming on. We're looking forward to talking to you for a couple of segments. We may have to reschedule, but right now we got you, so we're going to take advantage of this because I was bragging about your book. Saying all these great things. Of course, you were tied up, so you didn't hear all this good braggadocious stuff that was coming your way. I just so appreciate, you know, this book, Reagan's 1968 Dress Rehearsal, the never before told story of Ronald Reagan's first quest for the presidency.
Bill, thank you so much, and apologizing for the mix-up at the beginning with incorrect phone numbers.
Yeah, no worries. Well, we're connected now, so let's make the most of this. You know, why did you feel like you had to write this book?
I very much view the 1980s, the age of Ronald Reagan as president, as a golden age for not only this country, but for the world. Reagan came in with huge inflation rates, a terrible economy. By lowering taxes, he created a booming economy of 25 million real jobs, unlike today. Mm-hmm. And in international affairs, he brings freedom to millions in Europe by defeating communism without firing a single shot. And I wanted to learn why he first sought out the presidency. Books have been written about his 1980 election to the presidency. A few historians have looked at 1976, his second try when he goes against incumbent Gerald Ford. But 1968 was the time he first ran, and almost nothing has been written, the occasional sentence, the occasional paragraph, and it was dismissed by historians as a last-minute attempt at the Miami Convention, a foolish move by Reagan to declare that he was a candidate the first day of the convention, and it was something he shouldn't have done, and it amounted to nothing. Well,
right.
When I dug in, I learned it was exactly the opposite. It was a methodically planned, almost 18-month-long campaign for him to become president reelected in 1968.
Exactly. Well, you know, again, it's interesting because, you know, like history, and that's what we have to be so careful about, and especially in this information age, a lot of mishistory can be put out there, can it?
Of course. And that's why doing important research for a historian, you can uncover correct information, but also brand new information. And that's what I discovered. My plans were to write the book about the 1968 campaign, and I interviewed 35 grassroots activists across the country who comprised Reagan's campaign staff. Reagan concentrated on three critically important primaries that year in 68 for the GOP, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Oregon. And in California, he was the favorite son. But during that research, I uncovered even more important history, that behind the scenes, Ronald Reagan in the mid to late 60s had a hidden political mentor. Of all people, it was former President Dwight Eisenhower.
Yes,
and this
wow.
information is brand new to history. People in the Reagan administration in D.C. and people from his administration in Sacramento knew nothing about it.
Every mentee needs a mentor, right?
Exactly. Eisenhower, behind the scenes, was called by a mutual golf buddy in the summer of 1965, Freeman Gosden, who was radio's Amos and Andy. And he calls Ike and says, Ike, you may know the actor Ronald Reagan from his acting work that you've probably watched in the movies on TV. He's thinking of entering politics. What advice can you give him? The next day, Eisenhower pens a detailed letter with six specific points on advising Reagan how to enter politics. And two of the points, Eisenhower uses the term common sense. And Reagan, when he declares he's going to seek the governorship of California shortly thereafter, makes Eisenhower's words common sense his actual campaign theme. And billboards all across California were showing that Ronald Reagan photo behind the words common sense.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I can tell you, I was in California at that time, and California longs for those days of Ronald Reagan one more time. First governor, I believe, ever in its history that returned money to the people. I mean, we got checks back from the state, if you can imagine that. I think the mere thought of that sends Governor Brown into a catatonic state.
Exactly. And one other reason is because Reagan defeated his father.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yes.
how Reagan becomes the governor in 66.
Well, good new things. So what other new things were you able to...
There's more to that story.
Okay.
So he sends this information. Reagan declares he's going to run for the governorship. Behind the scenes, Eisenhower mentors Reagan much more. He advises him to concentrate on Northern California, advises Reagan on polling data, and two times helps Reagan fight false charges that Reagan is anti-Semitic.
Mm.
And then of all things, Eisenhower advises Ronald Reagan, the accomplished public speaker, on speech techniques. Reagan writes a thank you letter to him for that advice. Reagan wins the governorship of the nation's most populous state, California, of course, by almost 1 million votes. And then Eisenhower, behind the scenes, begins to focus on world affairs. He mentors Reagan on the hot-button topic of that era, Vietnam, but also about other things. Eisenhower looked further into the future and mentored Reagan on how ultimately to defeat communism by having a strong American economy and a strong American military. Dwight Eisenhower firmly saw the day that Ronald Reagan would be sitting in the White House. And to the press, in March of 67, after their third of four personal meetings that the two men held together, Eisenhower tells the press, if a year from now it turns out that Ronald Reagan is the candidate from the Republican Party for President of the United States, I will enthusiastically support him.
Wow. Wow. Boy, did that message get lost in history?
Correct. And behind the scenes, other research is that Ronald Reagan not only had this hidden political mentor, he had a public political foe. Of all people, Robert F. Kennedy. You just do not associate Reagan and Ike, and you don't associate Reagan and Robert Kennedy.
Exactly.
But they had many interactions, and it started when in 1960, Ronald Reagan, the Democrat, strongly came out for Richard Nixon, the Republican, against John F. Kennedy. The patriarch of the family, Joe Kennedy, is very upset and tries to get Democrat Reagan to stop campaigning for Nixon. He refuses. In 62, Reagan campaigns for Richard Nixon, who at that point was running for the governorship.
Right.
And they have other interactions. Specifically, the most critical one was during Reagan's...
Well, Jane, I'm telling you, I'm so sorry. We're out of time.
Okay.
But this is why you need to come back, okay? So we're going to reschedule
enough.
And get you back. Gene Copelson on Bill Martinez Live. Great stuff on the one and only Ronald Reagan. And we'll discuss it further later on down the road, and we'll let you know when.
To leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Well, I tell you, we appreciate your opinion, and I would pray, it would be my earnest desire that your opinion would be bathed in truth. That is most critical, because as we talk about the things that we need to talk about in our world today, I have often said, and you've heard me say this before, and I will continue to say it, is that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. But what advances the conversation and really puts us on a trajectory of a proper and right solution is when it's bathed in the truth as much as we can. If we're just, you know, shouting our opinion and it's not really based on anything, to me, it just leaves us empty and it's kind of a waste of time. So forgive me for my perspective. These are things that I've learned along the way, and I want to encourage you to you need to exercise your right, your freedom of speech, and exercise the conversation, because you know that's the way we operate. We didn't necessarily have this all figured out. I mean, look what we're talking about in Orlando and bathroom bills and all this other stuff. We're all over the place on it, but we need to have the conversation in order to arrive to the right solution. So keep marching on, I say, and encourage you to do so. And whenever possible, make sure that you anchor it as much as possible on the truth. OK, don't just make it a convenient opinion because you can articulate something for that particular moment. But I wax on unnecessarily because we have a very important guest with us right now, Reverend Paul Begley, author of the book RFID, Mark of the Beast. He's dedicated his work to describing world events with a biblical perspective from the West Lafayette, Indiana. Prophecy is his forte. And, of course, my interest in prophecy as well. Reverend Paul, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Very good, sir. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Hey, good to have you here. You just got back from Israel, huh?
Just got back. I mean, I got back late last night.
That recent, because I was in Israel in January. So I've had a couple of months to, catch my breath. But what a wonderful trip it was.
Oh, yes. I was just there in October, and when I was there during what they called the Stabbing Intifada.
Okay? Yes.
So every day.
Right.
Yeah. And this time, no violence, unbelievable. It was Ramadan. It was the Feast of Pentecost. You had thousands of Muslims converging on the Temple Mount, and thousands of Jews coming to the way they want to pray, and thousands of Christians following the footsteps of Christ simultaneously. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. I also particularly love on, the evening of Shabbat, as Shabbat comes in, I was telling my wife this, that you're there at the wall, and the way the Jews honor the Sabbath, the way they dance in to the area, and it's a celebration of appreciation and thanking God for giving them and giving us a Sabbath day to rest, to recall the blessings of the week. It just was a special time of dancing. I mean, we were watching last night a little bit of the Tonys. We were, a little bit delayed. They had a chance to watch it, and they were doing a scene from Fiddler on the Roof, and the way they were dancing. I said, all of a sudden my mind went back to Jerusalem, went back to the Western Wall, watching, the Jews come in and to celebrate the Sabbath. And I said, gosh, we need that here in the West.
Yes, exactly. And they did that this weekend. Of course, it was the Sabbath followed by the Feast of Pentecost. And so for 2 days, they danced, they prayed, and the whole city. And oh, by the way, it was Jerusalem Day on Sunday. So then thousands of Jews poured into the streets with their flags and their singing, and it went on all afternoon, all night. Oh, it was just an unbelievable weekend this past weekend there.
Wow, what a blessing. Well, talking about prophecy, I've often said that about 66% of the prophetic word that's in God's Bible has been realized 1,000%. I tell people often that, you got to figure, if God's got that kind of batting average, what are the chances that the remaining third are not going to be true?
Absolutely, and that's a great statistic. And you know something, it's no other book ever written in history can even come close to the 100% or 1,000% biblical prophecies that are being revealed. And as we're living, Bill, I mean, it's unreal. The prophecies, it's like a 1,000-piece puzzle. They're coming together so quickly now that, it's just unbelievable. And every area we're seeing prophecy being fulfilled.
Well, it is so obvious, Mark, that, people that heretofore, and I'm talking about religious leaders, including Dr. Billy Graham, who I have high regard for, who his focus of his ministry has been, all about Jesus. That was his arrangement with God. God, if you want me to be a man of God and to be your voice, then I want to focus on the risen Christ and what Jesus did for us at the cross. That's been his ministry. He's very rarely, very, very rarely have you ever heard him delve into anything prophetic. But here recently, he was quoted as saying that indeed these are the last of the last days. So for Dr. Graham to make that statement, you got to know that things are more imminent, and we should be more aware of what's going on around the world and how it connects with Bible prophecy.
Exactly. And you're speaking about these elder preachers and great evangelists and ministers. I've wrote a book called Reflections from the Land of the Prophets, in which I actually show some of these older, Dr. Lester Sumrall, A.A. Allen's vision, Oral Roberts. And here's what I just want to throw this in real quick. Oral Roberts, 10 years before he died, which, he's known for his evangelism and his faith healing, but he gets a word from the Lord to put 80,000 King James Version Bibles, this is just what the Lord told him, in Petra, just there in Jordan, to preserve 80,000 of these so that when the Jews have to flee into the wilderness, they would come to Petra, and then they would have a Bible to show them what it is and why it's happening to them. Now,
yes.
he put those 80,000 Bibles there 10 years before he died, when there was only 20,000 Jews living in Judea and Samaria. Today, there's 80,000 Jews living there right now. I mean, so it just keeps, you just keep seeing that the, like Dr. Billy Graham is saying, we are truly living in the last days.
Well, Paul, we know from prophecy that there will be an escape to Petra of 144,000 Jews that God has redeemed, and they're going to need some information. They're going to need to understand what's going on, because when they go to Petra, it is for their very lives. And I'm sure in the midst of that, there will be a ton of confusion. and they're going to need to anchor themselves on the Word of God. And there it is, because of God's obedient servant, they'll at least have 80,000 Bibles that will help them understand what is going on and why they escaped to Petra.
Exactly. I mean, you said it exactly. And this will help them, and they will. And I really believe that many of these will be when they begin to search the Scripture and understand what has just took place, the eyes are going to be opened, of course, and they are going to really realize what's happened. So it's exciting. It's exciting.
And that's what I was going to say. I agree. I agree, Paul, that it is exciting, because when you see this playing out and you go, you know, the one that we can really count on, the God who has been faithful time and time again, who said, who knows the end from the beginning and said, this is the way it will roll out. And it starts to roll out as he said it would. You tell me, Paul, what other God in this universe has done that?
There is no other God. None that can even compare or comfort, even come close to the God of glory that we serve.
Amen.
And just praise Jesus for that.
Well,
amen.
And I want to talk to you particularly, and we're going to go to break here in just about a minute, because so we're going to just start to unfold this. But I want the people to understand that we're going to get into, you know, a deeper conversation about the number 666, the barcode, what we know is the number of the beast, and what is progressing here in terms of a microscopic tag or chip that already is being evidenced around the world. And yet, it's like Atlas Shrugged. We're just not quite paying attention to this technology that's taken over and how it is creeping into our society and into our cultures, right?
That's exactly right. You won't believe how the technology is catching up with the prophecy.
Amen. Well, Reverend Paul Begley, author of the book RFID, Mark of the Beast, who's dedicated his work to describing world events with a biblical perspective from West Lafayette, Indiana. Prophecy is his forte. Reverend Paul has recently returned from a trip to Israel that you heard us talk about earlier. And we're going to be talking about the mark of the beast on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvest.
Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acid. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All the time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or our 280-plus affiliates, we thank you for joining us, including... Now we're on Red State Talk Radio. They're carrying us live every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 12 Eastern on their Encore channel. And, of course, we're around the world via shortwave. Thank you very much, our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee. Bill Martinez back with you. Reverend Paul Begley, author of the book RFID, Mark of the Beast. Paul, as we were talking about the Mark of the Beast, 666 is what the Bible says. Break that down for us. How did that get, you know, how... You know, did that come about, and how does that how is that relevant in today's culture and technology?
Well, you know, the Bible tells us in Revelation 13 that the beast, of course, will be a system. We sometimes call it the New World Order, the One World Government, but the beast itself will need a system to implement the fact that you can't buy or sell unless you take the mark. And so, the number of his name is 666. Now, when you think of the number 777, a lot of times that's, of course, contributed or comparable to God himself, the creator, man being six. But this mark of the beast is a real number of the name. It is the identification code, and actually even the barcode system that started 30 years ago, you have to have the number 666 to even turn the label machine on. I used to run a manufacturing company. And you would get assigned a barcode number to every SKU you get, but it took 666 to kick it in. So they've been working. The Illuminati, Bill, has been working on this for a long time.
That's amazing to think that it has, well, like anything, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a slow creep. And, and the forces of evil have been orchestrating, and they've been faithful to this orchestration, and we've been forewarned.
Absolutely. And matter of fact, you know how in the Word of the Lord you mentioned we have all these prophecies in the Bible, and they always come true. God, the Bible says in Amos 3:7, for the Lord can do nothing except he reveal his secrets to his servants, the prophets. Well, Lucifer does the same thing. He uses movie, he uses the entertainment industry, he uses politicians, and whenever Joe Biden, who at the time was Senator Joe Biden, when he was at the confirmation hearings with John Roberts, he said to him, he said, one day you will rule on a implant put into people's bodies. He said, you will rule on this. And here we go, Obamacare comes, and exactly, John Roberts rules on it, and Joe Biden ends up being vice president. What are the odds?
Exactly. Most amazing. So here it is, we're seeing biblical prophecy unfold right before our eyes,
only if you have eyes to see it and understand it, because the things that are spiritual are only understood by a spiritual person. Isn't that right?
Exactly. I mean, without the Spirit of the Lord, you can't get true revelation. And what's really neat about your broadcast and what, Bill, is the fact that you understand what's going on, current world events, and you understand how it works in the biblical aspect and the spiritual aspect. I say all the time, there's a lot of guys that are on YouTube and different places. They're really good at identifying New World Order stuff, but they don't really understand how that significantly ties to the Bible. And so you have to first have your faith in Jesus Christ. You have to be born into the kingdom of God to begin to understand these spiritual ramifications. And whatever's going on in the spiritual world manifests in the physical.
In the natural,
I mean, it's unbelievable. That's right.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that unless you realize the connection here, because when you do realize the connection, you know it's definitive, that it will be so. And it is happening, and here it is. We're all being conditioned. I mean, even down to the point, I know some people have suggested this current president of ours is the Antichrist. I don't necessarily think he's the Antichrist, but there's a lot of characteristics about this president that would be very similar to the Antichrist in terms of charm and charisma, him being able to deceive the people with words, and we're seeing this. It's all part of a preconditioning, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And
I know people are going to freak out when they just hear me say, you just said the president. I'm just telling you, okay? Listen to what I said here, all right? I was specific. I am not saying Barack Obama is the Antichrist. I'm just saying he carries some attributes, and, and we're being preconditioned. So if you have ears to hear and you understand the Word of God, you will appreciate the similarity and understand how we're being preconditioned, just like Reverend Paul Begley said about the number 666. He saw it work in his industry, and here we are today seeing the mark of the beast, and in countries, out of convenience, it is easier for them to have a implanted microchip in their hand to gain access into buildings, to conduct their business. That is already happening. This isn't some dream, some pipeline dream, some pipe dream down the road here. It is happening right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Bill, you are so right. You have to understand, immigration is going to be one of the policy changes that will help implement this Mark of the Beast system. They're going to say that you got to keep track. First of all, the elderly people, they're going to be worried that Alzheimer's patients are going to wander off.
Which they do already, yes.
Right. Uh-huh. They're going to try to convince you that prisoners are going to escape, and we got to quickly find them. They're going to tell you your dog, your pet, needs to be located. So if all these things are working so well, immigration would be another way to track people. And by the way, might as well just track everybody.
Okay? Exactly.
So that's part of it. Obamacare is the other. And there's already built nanochip technology they can put in pills that you take. The pill you dissolve is your medicine. It is so small, it will land in your right hand, small capillaries, and then that small chip is a GPS. It can have your bank account information. It can be used as a debit card. It has your medical history, and it's tied to your DNA. So if someone else cut it out trying to use it, it won't work. It's biometric.
Exactly. Right.
This is happening, Bill. This is now. It's happening.
Well, the thing I find quite ironic right now is we have this big debate happening in our country about borders and walls and that sort of thing. Well, technologically, this is what the forward-thinking bureaucrats have already decided for us. We're going to obliterate those walls and those borders, and we're going to be globalist in thinking. But, when it all comes down to it, we still need to control. And so what better way to control than with something like this and this kind of technology that even is so dramatic that ends up controlling where you work, how you conduct commerce, every aspect of your life with this mark of the beast and this chip that's implanted in your very body.
And, Bill, when you mentioned Barack Obama, and I agree with you, he's not the Antichrist as it speaks in the Bible, but his policy and his persuasion is so similar to Daniel chapter 8, verses 23 through 26. I highly recommend listeners read it. It will blow your mind how that he understands dark sentences, okay? by his policy, by his own power. He wonderfully destroys the people, and his practice will prosper, and all of the policy changes. So it's a very, very, very clear indication that the New World Order, the beast, the seven-headed monster that says in Revelation, is in the process of rising.
You see, we can't imagine that, and because we can't, Paul, we're being duped. We're like that frog in the boiling water. We think we're lying in a jacuzzi and we're being cooked from the inside out ever so gently, with one crisis after another. As you mentioned, Obamacare, all these things that you might say out of convenience. Oh, we need to have this kind of chip. We need to go along with this. And it's just like the noose is tightening tighter and tighter. Identity theft, big concern, in this country today is identity theft. Well, you know, this will take care of that, right?
You know, it will. That's in their mind. This will work. As a matter of fact, I was holding a conference. I was speaking in Fort Lauderdale, Florida last year, in June of last year. One of the people that came to the conference actually worked and still works in the federal government in identity theft and how to solve it. This individual tells me there is a chip already designed. It's biometric. Mm-hmm. And it is absolutely 1,000% theft-proof. It's implemented very softly into your skin. I mean, it's not like a big chip of, like, a grain of rice. Like, you see,
right.
This thing is very small. And it works in everything, and there's no way to duplicate it or steal from it. It is a perfect biometric chip, and the government has tested it. It's ready to go, but it's the atmosphere of the Americans. They can't figure out how to implement it because there's so many God-fearing Christians in this country, and they don't know how to deal with shifting everybody's mind. So they got to create an event or some type of catastrophic situation where even the Christian community will cave and think this is the way to go.
Well, and this is part of the reason why the attack on Christians. Let's muddle up their minds. Let's get their moral compass out of place. I mean, even to the point, I keep reminding everybody, a Gallup poll here probably about 8-9 months ago, you know, the general public was saying, hey, where's the church? Where is the moral compass today? Interestingly enough, and it's like, well, you told the church to shut up, that you were in full control and you were going to handle it from here. Now you're complaining because the church is not participating in the public square. Well, you've marginalized them. You've invalidated their perspective and point of view, and you're doing so at a grave cost, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. And so as Christians, we must work together. Understand we have a common enemy out there, and it is this beast. And that beast is working both in radical Islam and in the Illuminati. You'll see them coming together. And,
exactly.
In the Obamacare bill, it plainly was supposed to have been implemented on the 36th month after signing, which was March 23rd, 2013. They have done an amendment and changed the bill.
Paul, we're all out of time. Thank you so much. We're going to have to pick it up later. Thank you.
Lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.